You're locked into the only podcast for Maine high school basketball. The biggest names, past and present. It's Big Time Hoops, the podcast, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. We got a big time. We got Cash McClure joining us. McClure? What's McClure. The pronunciation? McClure?
Yeah, McClure, yep.
First question right off the bat. Is Cash even your real first name? I mean, I think it's a fitting name. It matches your game. I mean, it almost seems too good to be true.
I guess it's my nickname. My real name, my full first name is Cashman, but I've been called Cash my entire life, so.
And it's very, very fitting. The first time I saw you play was in the state championship game just a couple months ago. Yeah. Yep. And I had a hard time believing when they said this kid's name was Cash. Because, I mean, that's all it was out there. You put on a show. So, question, like, how you feeling? I mean, that's the last organized game you played, and then organized ball kind of shut down after that. So, how you feeling right now? How's it feel a couple months later?
I mean, it was tough to get over. It took quite a while to get over that loss. It was pretty tough, but we got over it. We're just focusing on next season and just trying to prepare for next season, getting bigger, getting stronger, and just doing whatever we can right now, even during these tough times, just to get better.
No doubt. And I got to admit, like, in my opinion, probably the best state championship game that I've ever seen. I mean, just the back and forth and, like, both teams making comebacks, just when you thought the game was put away. I mean, like, we'll get back into it towards the end here, but just what was it like being in that, going back and forth, like with the stakes being that high, you know, and both of you guys had chances to win. It looked like both of you guys had won it at different points in the game. Like, what was it like actually being in the game?
It was pretty insane, actually, and the crowd was huge. Caribou brought the entire town, so they outweighed our fans a little bit, but that's all right. It was really loud. Whenever they scored, it was like ear piercing, and just when you get going though, like in the second half, you just kind of zone out and you don't really hear it. You're just focused on winning and trying to do whatever you can to get your team to win.
Absolutely, and I think it's up on YouTube. I think people can still watch it, so I'm gonna plug that right now, right off the bat. If you guys haven't seen that game, the Miranda Cook Caribou Class B State Championship game, go watch that. It's pretty crazy.
So, I've rewatched it. Rewatched it a few times now.
It's got to be tough. It's got to be tough to go back and watch though.
Oh, it is tough. I watch only up until the last shot. I don't watch the last shot.
Yeah,
that's still clearly in my head.
Yeah, but it's got. I'm guessing it's fueling your off season right now. I mean, as limited as the off season may be with the way things are going, I'm guessing that's what's fueling you guys, you and your teammates.
Of course. Yeah. That's definitely what we were pretty angry and pretty, I guess, sad at the same time. It was kind of heartbreaking because we were just working so hard all season. And to have it end like that was pretty rough. But we're just coming back next season stronger and working harder than ever this offseason. So.
No doubt. So I want to come back around to it. I want to go back to the beginning and try to find out how we got here. So tell me about growing up in the McClure household. Like, I'm guessing it's a basketball household.
Oh yeah.
I'm guessing your dad was a hooper, right? Played in college.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My dad went to Westbrook College. He actually, first 2 years he went to Westbrook College, then it merged with UNE. So he finished his college career at UNE. And my mom was pretty good at basketball too. She played at UNE, and she was really good in high school. But yeah, growing up, it's been all basketball. I played baseball and soccer growing up, but I kind of I knew I was in love with basketball since I first started playing, and kind of grew out of the other two sports and stuck with basketball throughout high school. So
your dad played on some very good Westbrook college teams. I mean, he was teammates with my college coach, and I hear stories all the time about how great those teams were. Was basketball kind of thrown on you, or was it just natural in the household and you just naturally gravitated towards it? Like how did the love come to be?
I think it was a little bit of both. I've seen multiple pictures with me and my dad. I had a little Tykes hoop, and I was probably like 2 years old, had a little ball in my hands, couldn't walk yet, and just was shooting around with my dad on the little hoop. So he introduced me to it at a really young age, but I think I fell in love with it after that, and ever since it's just been my life pretty much.
Well, you're still a young guy, but we'll go back earlier. Like, who are you a fan of growing up? You're a college fan, NBA fan. Any players you liked? What was
definitely? Favorite? I've been a Celtics fan all my life too. So definitely Larry Bird. I looked up to him just because he grew up in a small town and he proved a lot of people wrong. And I just loved the way he played. He played a lot different than anybody else. But I also loved. My dad's a big Michael Jordan fan. He thinks he's the best player ever. I know there's a big controversy with LeBron versus Jordan, but he's always on Jordan's side. So I'm a fan of him and Allen Iverson and just all those old school players who just pretty much revolutionized the game.
I'm guessing you guys watched The Last Dance then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Prior to The Last Dance, like, how much Jordan had you seen? Like, how much of his story did you know? Like, was a lot of it new to you, or did you kind of know it before?
I knew quite a bit of his story, but The Last Dance really went into a lot of detail, so I thought it was pretty interesting. And, I knew his, how he didn't make the team, the varsity team his sophomore year and stuff, and how his dad died, and then he had to take a break from basketball and came back, won another three. But it was just pretty cool to see, like, his interactions with his teammates and just his real determination to win.
Had you seen Space Jam as a child? Did you watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that was my favorite movie. Me and my brother and my uncle actually made a little bit of a remix to that, using that song, using the Space Jam song. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. My son's four. He finally watched Space Jam, and now he's finally starting to show some interest in basketball. So thank you to Space Jam.
Yeah,
that's huge for everybody.
Obviously. Yeah.
I'm at Marinacook now, but Marinacook isn't an actual town, right? It's the school comprised of many of the surrounding towns. So what actual town did you grow up in?
Yeah, there's multiple.
So which one are you from? Which town did you grow up in?
Kind of like that. I'm from Readfield. I live in Readfield, Maine. That's actually where the school is. I live about 2 minutes away from the school, but it's also, there's five towns that go to the Marinacook. It's Wayne, Mount Vernon, Manchester, Fayette, and Readfield. So pretty small towns just combined into one, and pretty small school, actually. Not a very big school.
Some great players have come through there, though. One in particular who was on the podcast before, one of the alums. We had Ryan Martin on. Were you going to games as a kid? Do you remember, like, going and checking out games, or was that kind of – was he before
you? Sadly, I think we moved here just right as Ryan was playing in high school. And we didn't really, my dad started, like, being the assistant for Rob Schmidt at Marinacook after Ryan graduated, I'm pretty sure. And when we first moved here, we didn't go to a lot of games. I was pretty young. My brother was just born. So we didn't really go to a lot of basketball games, but I just remember working out with him a lot as a kid. And we got a pretty cool gym right down the road from us in a barn. We go in there all the time, and he's helped me a lot, and I really look up to him just because he's a huge name in Marinacook, and I just want to be like him pretty much.
Absolutely. So, curious, what was, like, your earliest organized basketball? Like, were you doing the travel thing? Were you doing summer camp, stuff like that, when you were in middle school prior to high school?
Yeah, we were doing travel ball when we were pretty young and rec ball. Coach Schmidt put on a few camps when I was in, like, probably, like, first up through sixth grade or something like that. And those were always fun.
What was the scouting report on you in middle school? I mean, you know, you're not the biggest guy even to this day here. So
yeah.
I can't imagine what you were like. Were you like the scrawny little kid on the middle school teams or what?
Oh, definitely. I was the shortest and the skinniest kid on pretty much all of my teams until just a few years ago. So I'd get bumped around a little bit, but I was pretty quick and I could get by and slither through people.
Yeah, so I'm getting we saw you hit big shots in the state championship game, so you could shoot. Like, were you a shooter young? I feel like a lot of kids that are smaller at a younger age, they tend to, you know, they can shoot. They stay out away from the big guys and shoot. Like, were you a shooter at a young age, or did that come to you later on?
I remember I used to struggle to get the ball to the hoop from the 3-point line, just because I was so small and not very strong. So as I grew older and got stronger, it became easier. But I used to like heave it to the hoop to get the 3-point line. So I try to get to the basket. That's pretty much where it all started. I just make layups around people and floaters, and the 3-pointer came along after, and the pull up jump shot came along after. But
so having a dad who played at a high level, played college ball and stuff like that, obviously that's a great resource that you had growing up. Someone who could you know give you pointers or work with you and stuff like that. Was that the case? Like, was he very involved? Like, was he instrumental in your development, or was it more so you were just not too worried about getting better at a young age? You just wanted to play. Like, what was it? Like, were you a gym rat from the beginning?
I'd consider myself a gym rat from the beginning. My dad was very involved. He never pushed me to do anything I didn't want to do, but he'd always tell me I'd always want to be in the gym. So he'd bring me to the gym, and then he'd put me through some drills and some shooting. And I'm really thankful for him because he was my coach since like kindergarten all the way up through eighth grade. And he just taught me a lot and taught my friends a lot. And we're very happy to have him as like just around, and he's just always hanging out with us. So
no doubt. So let's talk about when you actually got to high school, which is just a couple years ago. I'm still a young guy here. So coming in as a freshman, what were your goals? I think for a lot of us, it's, you know, freshman year, I want to make varsity. I just want to make the team. You know, what were your goals and what did you actually accomplish your first year once you got to Marana Cook High School?
From going into freshman year, I was really small still. I was probably 100 pounds and like 5'2" or somewhere around there. So I had my goal was to make varsity my freshman year. And I remember in tryouts, I was pretty nervous just because I put a lot of pressure on myself. And I knew that if I didn't make varsity, I'd be pretty unhappy with myself. So I was pretty nervous going in, but I ended up going through the few days of tryouts, and coaches liked what they saw, and they gave me the chance. So I did make varsity my freshman year.
Did you get playing time freshman year, or was it more so end of the bench, just more of a practice player? What was your role that first year?
I wouldn't say the biggest role, but I had a pretty decent role. First few games, I think I came off the bench, or maybe I rotated. I think I rotated being in the starting position and then sitting or starting on the bench a few games. And towards the end of the season, I think I started a little bit more. And we had some pretty good players that year. We had Silas Moeller. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's playing at UMF now. And we had Mitch Root and Duncan Rogers and Eric Belanger. Just the juniors and the seniors during my freshman year were good to – they were good role models and good to look up to. So,
looking back on that freshman year, what's like maybe the one thing that stands out the most in terms of what you weren't prepared for, whether it's, you know, the speed of the game, physicality, the talented guys that you were playing against? You know, what was the biggest thing you had to adjust to? But on the flip side, what was also like maybe the one thing you did a lot better and kind of exceeded expectations wise your freshman year?
Frank keeps calling me. I think that the biggest thing that I had to like adjust to was just the physicality and like how big the players were. I remember just seeing like these 6 foot people, 6 foot guys who 6 feet really isn't that tall, I guess, and anymore for basketball. But I was tiny, so I was pretty intimidated by the big guys. And but one thing I could do was I could shoot pretty well. So I was pretty much a shooter. I'd just stay outside and catch and shoot. And I had a few decent games just doing that. So
what kind of schedule do you guys play? I know when we had Ryan on, it might have been a little bit different back then. There's been a lot of realignment in the classes and stuff like that. So what's the regular season look like for Marana Cook? Who are you guys playing against? What are some of the bigger challenges in terms of teams you play during the regular season?
So we're Class B. So we play some pretty decent teams, but we also go up and play against some A teams sometimes. So pretty good game every season is Coney. They're pretty much our rivals. We always want to beat them. We also play teams like Winslow and Oceanside, who are always pretty good, and it's always fun to beat them too.
Yeah, so you guys are kind of like in a weird position because, like, geographically, you guys aren't really in Southern Maine, but you guys are part of Southern Maine Class B, right? But you guys want to play like a lot of like Northern Maine teams, right?
Yeah, we do.
So we play, how does that shake out? Like, we'll talk about like your actual run of the tournament this past year in a little bit, but when it comes time for playoff time, you guys are playing against teams that you probably didn't really see during the regular season. Like, is that a disadvantage for you guys? Is it an advantage for you guys? Because they haven't also seen you as well. Like, how does that shake out?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both again. But, of course, not seeing them or in the regular season is kind of tough because we don't know. We might not know who had a good game or who's the strongest player. And we can't really game plan for it as much as we could if we actually played them. But it's also good. Because say we like beat them in the regular season, we wouldn't want to go in all like cocky and thinking we're going to win. And if we lost to them, we want to go in intimidated or scared. So it's kind of good and bad at the same time.
So just to wrap up freshman year, what did you guys do success-wise for as a team? How far did you guys get? Did you guys get to the tournament at least?
Yeah, we got to the tournament. We played Yarmouth, I'm pretty sure, first round. And they were pretty good that year. They had some big kids, and we ended up losing that game. And it was pretty tough because we'd grown pretty strong bonds as a team, and I didn't want to see the seniors leave, but I knew next year we'd have a strong team, and I was pretty excited for it. So, yeah.
Like your current group, like your class, like I feel like there's a bunch of guys in your class, right? I'm guessing there's a bunch of guys that have come up together, right? That you guys,
yeah. Our junior class is pretty big.
Yeah, so you guys are going to be good next year. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But so coming into sophomore year, how did your expectations change? You know, coming in as a freshman, it's probably I just want to make the varsity. I want to get playing time. Coming in as a sophomore, having established that, like how did the goal shift? Is it shifted more towards, you know, deeper playoff run or more individual accolades? Like, how'd you go about reassessing your goals coming into your sophomore year?
We knew we would have a strong team. And we had a pretty strong senior class. And I just wanted to help the team in whatever way I could. So we had a good point guard. I already mentioned him, Mitch Root. He was really strong, and he could find me if I was outside the three-point line, or he could find our teammates and whoever was cutting. So it was pretty good to have him as a point guard. And I just wanted to help in whatever way I could. So I knew I had a bigger role coming in because – we had a few seniors graduate, and they were going to look to me to score a little bit more and maybe facilitate here and there, but yeah.
So how did you adjust to being more of a primary focus of the opposing team? The ball's in your hand a little bit more, you're scoring the ball a little bit more, so defenses are paying a little bit more attention to you. Like, what was the biggest adjustment you had to make in that regard, or how did you grow the most your sophomore year with more attention being pointed your way?
I think I just, with the ball in my hands a little bit more, I became more of a drive and like a slasher rather than just the shooter. So I could split a few double teams and get to the hoop and kick out. And I still shoot some threes, but I became more of an overall player, I guess I'd say.
How far did you guys go sophomore year?
We won our first round game against Yarmouth, which is pretty cool because we'd lost to them 2 or 3 years in a row, so we really wanted to beat them. And then we played Cape, who had Andrew Hartel and Tanner Carpenter, and we did not really match up very well against them because our tallest guy was 6'2", 6'3", and they had Andrew, who was like 6'9", maybe. So it was pretty tough to play against him. I think we had a good game plan, but they shot really well. And we ended up losing by 1 or 2 of that game. That was pretty tough.
We talked about how, you know, when it comes time for tournament time, you guys play Southern Maine teams, which you don't really see during the regular year. What's the biggest difference between, like, the Southern Maine teams and, like, the teams in Central Maine? I'm guessing, like, they kind of like you guys when you guys come down. Like, who are these guys from
yeah.
Obviously you're from Northern Maine. Like, who are these guys from Northern Maine that probably, you know, show a little bit of disrespect towards you guys? Like, what's the difference between Southern Maine hoops and Central Maine hoops that you've noticed just in, like, those couple tournament games?
I think Southern Maine, well, I think, first of all, I think Northern Maine is kind of underrated. I think we're usually looked at as the underdogs, but we can be pretty tough, and we produce some pretty good teams. The Southern ball is usually a little bit tougher, and they play harder defense. So it's usually like lower scoring games and harder to get to the hoop. But yeah, they're just tougher and stronger and bigger usually.
I want to know, like, I got a feeling that you kind of play with a chip on your shoulder. I'm guessing, you know, just because your size, like, people may look at you like, oh, he's a small guy, I can bully him around. Right. You kind of carry that on your shoulder. I kind of think, I'm getting the feeling that, you know, you take pride in where you're from. And, like, when people look down at you, like, being from Northern Maine, you carry that on your shoulder as well. Like, do you hold that all? Like, does that all motivate you? Like, do all these little things kind of get you going?
Yeah, of course it does. Being looked at as, like, the underdog, like I said, or just the little guy, you gotta have confidence in yourself, but you have to be humble, and you have to trust your teammates most of all. And I know I have some pretty good players around me who can really help us win, and I really trust all of them. And we've grown up together since a really young age, so having that connection with them just helps all the more.
So people didn't know your name prior to this year. They definitely know now, especially with the tournament run, numbers being put up. I mean, you're fun to watch. Like, I think people know Cash McClure now. What did you add to your game? Like, what jump did you make from sophomore year to this junior year where you kind of took like another jump forward? Like, what was the biggest thing that you got better on in the off season? What was your mentality and focus getting ready for your junior year?
Well, first I grew a little bit, which really helped. I think I grew like 7 inches from my sophomore year to this year, from the beginning of my career.
Yeah.
So I had to really stick with my ball handling, and I actually worked on getting a pull-up jumper so I wouldn't always have to go in and get beat up inside, and I could play more of the middle game, which really helped out this season. And just my quickness, and I just had to keep it all as I grew, so I didn't become a clumsy and stuff, whatever.
Yes, obviously it's working for you. I mean, you're playing well, and things are still developing. Curious, like, whenever you go into the off season, when it comes time to get better and things you want to get better at, how much of it do you identify yourself like, all right, this summer I want to work on this, I want to add this, versus, you know, somebody else telling you should work on this, you should add this? Like, are you pretty self-aware of where you want to take your game and what you need to get better on, or do you rely on other people to kind of, you know, give you insight and give you suggestions?
Well, I think I'm pretty self-aware. I know one of my goals has been to get stronger, and I've been working on that. And just being a skinny kid, and you get bumped around pretty easy, but you got to get stronger so you can finish around the hoop and take hits. But I also listen to my dad and my coach, trainers and stuff like that. Whatever they tell me to get better at, I'll try and do that just so I can have more success next season.
So we'll go back and look at this past season, your junior season. Obviously you guys got to the state title game. And you mentioned how your first year you guys made the playoffs, second year you guys won a game. What was it about this year that allowed you guys to make that jump from, you know, playing in a couple tournament games to getting all the way to the state championship? Like, where did you guys get better to get you to where you guys wound up?
I think it was just our the relationship of the team. And since we grew up together, we're all really good friends, and we've been playing together. So just having that chemistry just really helped us and succeed. But we also, coming into this junior year, we got a new coach, Travis Magnuson, and saying goodbye to our other coach, Rob Schmidt, was pretty tough because he had a lot of success during his, I think, 18 years of coaching. But with Travis coming in, he's been our gym teacher for a couple of years, so we all had a relationship with him already, and we were really excited because we knew he loved the game, and he knew a lot about it, and he was really passionate about it. So having him come in as a pretty intense coach was pretty good for us.
All right, so what did you guys do regular season-wise, win-loss?
We went 16-2 regular season.
Who were the losses to? Who gave you guys the L's?
We lost our second game to Lake Region, and then we lost a game to Coney.
And who's the coach of Lake Region?
Ryan Martin.
What's that about? Did he know you guys? Does he know your game too well? Like, was that the whole point of him being nice, was to just get insight and know how to beat you guys, or what?
I don't know. He knew us. He knew us pretty well. And I'm guessing that helped with his game plan. But I think we also, it was the second game. It was pretty early, so we're just still trying to figure some stuff out. And that game, we just didn't, I don't think we shot well and just didn't play well overall. So, yeah, we ended up losing that game by a few points.
Who was the other loss to?
Coney,
okay. So another good ball player, Simon McCormick down there too. So what happened there? So, I mean, 16 wins and 2 losses. You should be able to point out what happened in the losses. So
yeah, so we were playing at the Augusta Civic Center, and we had a game plan pretty much revolving around him and not letting him get to the hoop and not letting him shoot threes. And I think we did all right with that in the first few quarters, but we had the lead in the fourth quarter. And then something just went downhill, and Simon had like 16 points in the last 3 minutes, went off for like 33 that game, I think. And he pretty much dusted us that game. And yeah.
Okay. So that happens sometimes. Sometimes someone just got your number.
Yeah. He could not miss.
So when it came time to the tournament, Southern Maine tournament, you guys just kind of marched through, or do you guys have some close games that in the Southern Maine regional tournament?
We definitely did. Well, the first game was a scare. We played Freeport, 1-8 matchup, but it was definitely not a regular 1-8 matchup. Freeport was a really good team. They have a really good player in Gabe Wagner, and we game planned around him again, but he also went off that game. He had 5 or 6 threes. He kind of put them on their back. But we were able to close that one out in the final minutes. One of my best friends, Joey DuPont, he had the game-winning layup with like 2 seconds left. So it was pretty good for him. And, yeah, just after that, I think the second game was Lake Region. We really wanted our revenge against them, and I think we got it. We beat them by like 25, and then we played Wells the third game, and they were pretty good too. They had two key players that we had to focus on, and we shut them down pretty well. And our defense that game was probably the best defense we played all season, and that's what pretty much led us to win that game.
So you guys had a matchup with the Caribou Vikings, defending state champs, and the game's being played in their house in Bangor. And they brought the entire town down.
Yes, they did.
Besides the ending, which you said you don't want to watch. You haven't watched that, or you won't watch that. What sticks out the most in your mind from that game?
Honestly, just how it was really fun, but just how like nice the kids were and how like good competitors they were. They weren't trash talking at all. They weren't trying to get under our skin, really. They were just playing the game, and it really showed after, because they were in their interviews and stuff. Although it hurt to watch that too, because they were all happy. We were in the locker room all sad and crying and stuff, but they were just really good kids, and that's what stood out most to me pretty much.
You had a moment in there where you kind of got in the zone, where you were hitting some incredible shots. Yeah. How do you know when you're in the zone? What is it for you that you know when things are going your way? Is it whenever you hit like a certain shot from a certain spot? Is it when you hit 3 or 4 in a row? Like, how do you know when you're cooking?
When I really know when I'm on is when I can't really hear like the crowd. That's what happened that game. I was just so zoned in that whenever anybody was cheering, I don't remember hearing them cheer or whatever. And in the first quarter, it hurt because they were so loud. But in the last two quarters and the overtimes, I was just feeling it. And like, I was pretty much pulling whatever I got just because I felt so good. And my handle felt better that game, and my shot felt pure. And I was in the zone that game.
Yeah, I'll say this. I'm not going to lie. I went into that game rooting for Caribou because I'm a county guy. So I was standing by my fellow county team. Mm-hmm. I walked out of there, or I turned the TV off, I should say, that night, a Cash McClure fan, because I just, you put on a show. I'm not going to lie to you. You put on a show. It was, and like you said, that you had a lot of fun playing it. And like, it was a really fun game to watch. Like, just back and forth, just really, really good.
That's a really fun game to play in.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, you got one more year to go, and hopefully things shake out where you guys have a normal season next year. I'm guessing the goal for next year is state championship, right? I mean, you got pretty much everyone definitely coming back, right?
Right. We only lost two seniors, and we got the core junior group coming back, so that's pretty good.
So you guys are going to be a team to watch for next year, no doubt. I want to ask you on a from a personal goal level, like, what do you have set for a goal for your senior year? So you mentioned, you know, Ryan Martin, his ties to the school. He came before you. He was a Mr. Basketball. They won a state championship. Like, do you get comparisons, like, in town? Like, oh, he's the next Ryan Martin? Or, like, do you feel pressure, like, you know, Ryan did this? Like, does that come your way?
I've heard that a few times. I think he's even said that to me a few times too. And he's challenged me to, like, beat a few of his records sometimes. So it's always good to have him to look up to. And yeah, just chase the goals that he achieved, I guess. So next year, definitely win a state championship. Just get my name out there to some colleges and overall, the real big goal is win the state championship.
What about Mr. Basketball? Will you take Mr. Basketball too, though? If Mr. Basketball comes away, you're okay with that, right?
Oh yeah, I'd be okay with that if that happened.
All right. So, but until next season starts, you still got to get better. So, just curious, like, you know, what have you been doing to get better? You know, anyone who follows you on social media, you work with Ben Tier. What's that relationship like? Like, how'd you guys link up? And what kind of relationship do you guys have?
We met a few years ago. I think he came to Moranicook Middle School, and he put on a group session. I first met him at Gardner Middle School when he did a group session, and that was sixth or seventh grade, I want to say. And I just really liked what he taught, and like all of his ball handling moves and his drills. I really liked them. So we kept setting up sessions, and over time it became personal sessions or sessions with me and Casey Cormier on my team, who's good to play with because he's like plays just like me. And yeah, Ben is a great guy. He really pushes you out of your comfort zone. And his story is just, he was a little guy like me. So I just really, I look up to him too and just want to accomplish what he accomplished.
Yeah, and that's a good segue right there. Good plug for everyone. People haven't checked it out. Ben's here. Episode 1 on Big Time Hoops. If you haven't listened to his story, go check it out. It's good. What are you trying to add to your game? You mentioned strength and speed is something that you got to add if you want to play at the next level. How about, like, from a skill point, like, what are you trying to add to your game to make things a little bit more tricky for defenses to stop you next year?
I'm trying to just become a little bit more shifty and, like, that's what Ben's trying to teach me right now, is to get, like, wider on my moves so I can shift the defenders more, and then just pulling up in my shot more smoothly and quicker to get it over the taller guys and going into college. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm just going to focus on everything I've been doing, but then focus on those a little bit more.
So right now it should be AAU season. You play travel hoops too at all, or you just okay? Who do you run with?
I play with the Renegades.
Okay.
They run out of, like, southern Maine.
Who are some of the kids you play with?
I play with Casey Cormier, who's on my team, Matt Parent, Meselonsky, Josiah Learned from Levitt, and then Evan Willey from Lake Region, Cooper Davis from Mountain Valley. And a few other guys. We got a pretty solid team. A few of our guys left last year who were pretty key roles. But
how tough is it right now? Like, you guys should be in full AAU mode right now, instead just stuck at home. Like, how tough is that?
It was pretty tough. Knowing that, or all the gyms were closed down, and our high school gym closed down. So that's where I usually go to get shots up and dribble. So I've had to just, I have a hoop outside. I just shoot a lot outside and invite a few of my friends over to play 2-on-2. So that's been pretty good. But we've also been working with Ben, like you said. But we're actually, AAU's opening back up for us. We're playing just two games every weekend. We're playing two games this weekend in Saco. So
the doors are opening. Things are getting back to normal here.
Finally.
Are you doing Ben's top 30 camp this summer?
Yeah, I am.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think Big Time's going to be in the building for that. I think we're going to be down there for
that. Oh, boy.
That should be a good time.
Yes,
What's one thing you've added or one thing you've picked up during quarantine to pass the time here? I mean, obviously you still have to do schoolwork, which was an adjustment. Yeah. What else have you done to kill the time here?
It's been a lot of basketball, a lot of fishing. I like fishing. So I've also watched a few pretty good shows, Outer Banks. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have watched
that. It seems to be the show of choice right now. That's what everyone keeps plugging.
Yep. And then just playing some video games with my friends, Call of Duty and stuff like that.
Just roughing it. You guys are like you're going through a pandemic with video games and all this stuff. Like if this happened like 20 years ago, it'd be a different story. People would be losing their minds.
Yeah, when it first started, I thought it'd be pretty rough. I thought it'd be pretty bored, but I found some stuff to keep my mind busy.
That's how it was for me too. I started working from home. I thought it was going to be great. And it's going to be tough to go back to reality. And like, I don't want to go back to work now. It's going to be an adjustment. But
yeah,
some random topics before we get up out of here. So mention some of the teams you've gone through to get to where you guys are at right now. Where's the toughest place to play on the schedule? What's like that one gym you go into and you see the fans or the environment? Like what's just like the toughest place for you guys to get a W?
I'd say one of the toughest places, Oceanside's pretty tough to play at just because their student section is pretty rowdy and they support their home team quite a bit. And I love playing at Coney, but they also have pretty good student section and it's just really loud in that gym. But I've also had some of my best games in that gym. So
who was the first guy when you got to high school that lit you up? And kind of like that guy, you're like a shit. Like I got my work cut out for me here. If this house.
Oh, that's tough to remember. I think. I want to say that I played. Do you know what year Taylor Shildroth graduated?
It's 2017, maybe 20.
I think I didn't play him in the regular season, but I think in a preseason tournament at Winthrop, we played GSA. And I think he went off that game. And I was just a freshman, first game I've ever played high school. And so that was pretty, well, not pretty cool to see, but
yeah,
he was good.
It's a good introduction to high school hoops right there.
It was.
How about the toughest player you guys went up against this year? I mean, obviously you guys played a bunch of great players. You mentioned, you know, Simon McCormick has given you a couple in one of your losses. Who's the toughest guy you went up against this year?
I'd say it was Simon. Simon's really good, really quick, has a quick jumper, and he's just tough to guard. And like whoever we put on him, he scored on. So he's tough to play against.
So you've had the rare privilege of playing like an all four possible tournament locations. You played in the Civic Center against Augusta. It wasn't a tournament game, but you played there.
Yeah.
Played in Bangor, played in Portland. What's like the best tournament environment you think, or which one of those venues is the best one for a basketball game?
I got to say Bangor, just because there was a lot of fans there that game and it was just really loud and the atmosphere was just really fun to play in.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think the only place I haven't been to is the downtown Portland, the arena downtown. I don't think I've been to that one, but it's tough.
Yeah, I like that one too, but it's kind of weird lighting, and I just like the Bangor Auditorium better.
What's your go-to kicks right now for on the court? What are you rocking?
Kobe 8s. Kobe 8s have been my favorite shoe for a while, so
You know, are you into the bright color thing? Do you do like the pinks and the yellows and the weird greens and stuff like that, or do you keep it?
Yeah, I got the ones I've been wearing. I got the pink and the like the neon Nike stripe Nike swoosh on it.
So explain it to me, because I don't understand it. Like I don't understand like why you wouldn't want it to match. Like I might just be getting old, but what is it about the weird colors that you kids like?
I don't know. I've just been into them since I started playing, and my dad always says, look good, play good, or look good, feel good. So
yeah,
I feel good in the bright shoes, and our team shoes are pretty bright for the playoffs. I don't know if you saw those, but
I don't remember off the top of my head. What were they?
They were Greek Freaks. They're the they had bright yellow and orange.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What's your go-to move if you gotta get a bucket? What are you gonna resort to get a bucket?
I'd say probably between Hezzy cross to the left, and then I pull up off that.
Okay, scouting report. Yep. Everyone, jot that down. Everyone is gonna play you guys next. You
all right?
You know now, but. Mm-hmm. How about your favorite spot on the floor? Like, what's your favorite place to catch and shoot?
Probably one of the wings, on the three. I'd say, I just remember there's just one shot from the state championship game that I remember. It was on the right wing. And I guess that's my favorite spot now. So,
all right. How about this? What's your favorite gym to actually play in? It could be like for a workout, for pickup, or like a regular season game. Like what's your go-to gym? If you got to pick one gym to either, you know, do any of those things, work out, get a run, what's your go-to gym?
Honestly, I'd have to say the home floor. It's just, we might not have the nicest gym, but it's just feels like home to me. And, it's just comfortable to play in for me.
Do you guys have a band?
No.
All right, so what song did you guys come out to for warm-ups? What was the first song on the warm-up tape when you guys came out of the locker room?
Oh, this year – oh, I can't remember now. I can't remember what it was. But my friend Elias Bergdahl, who he made the mixtape this year, and he had a banger. He had a banger coming out. I just can't remember the name of it.
Can't remember. It must have been really good if you can't remember it.
Yeah.
You know, I think everyone that I've talked to, everyone I've asked that question, they said they've had no input on the actual mix. So what's going on here?
Really?
Better players would like be able to veto and override all that.
I'm not sure. I guess I wouldn't say I'm the most into music. I mean, I listen to music. I like listening to music, but I'm not the most musical person. So I'd rather have somebody else who's more into it make the playlist, and it worked out. I got me pretty hyped up before every game. So,
all right, here's a good one. This might be my last one. I don't know if I can top this one. So you have a choice.
Right.
You can either, because I'm sure, like we said, you probably get comparisons to Ryan Martin and those teams and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
if you could pick one opponent for one last game, your last game, then you're done. You want to go and play against Ryan Martin's teams?
Oh,
prove to Miranda Cook who the best Miranda Cook team is, or rematch with Caribou?
Oh.
You gotta pick one or the other.
I'm gonna have to go against Caribou just because they beat us in the biggest game of my life, and I want revenge so bad. So I'll have to go with them.
Revenge season, right? Revenge season all 2021. It's going down. All right.
Yes, sir.
I like it. We're gonna be watching. Before we get up out of here, I always give my guests a chance to just say a little piece. If you want to plug anything, if you want to clear the air, if you want to break news. If you got anything for the people, this is your chance.
Well, not really, not much. Just hoping Corona ends soon. We can get back to normal. We can get back into the gym, start playing more. And yeah, I'm just really looking forward to next season and seeing what comes next.
And hooping all summer, right? You're going to be everywhere this summer.
Oh yeah, for sure.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the first guy to get the first person ever to get his own solo artwork on Big Time. Cash was the first guy. And I made it the morning after that Caribou game. I was like, this is the guy right here. We got to show some love. So I
remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Thank you.
We got to put together something new for this episode here, but shout out to Cash for coming through.
Thank you.
Make sure everyone's checking out all the previous episodes on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. It's everywhere. And Cash, if you want to plug your handles, where can the people follow you on social media?
Follow me on Instagram at cash.mcclure. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it.
I don't want anybody following my TikTok. That's too personal.
All right. So Instagram it is. There you go. Cash McClure on Big Time Hoops. Thanks for coming through. Thank you for watching. And we'll see you next week with another Big Time episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast.
Thank you. See you.